Hi, friends. Welcome to Tuesday Tea. Oh my gosh, you guys. First of all, so excited because I am officially in my new podcast studio. I am so excited. It was kind of a long haul getting here, but it feels really good. Hopefully it sounds good. I know I've got a little more soundproofing to do in this space, but yeah, it's really come a long way, and I'll have videos and all that, show you a really fun time lapse of how my daughter even helped me put the flooring in. And yeah, really, really excited to be here in this space. No video today, just because I'm still working out how I want the space to look. But as far as audio goes, here we are. I hope you all are doing wonderful, having a great week. If you listened to last week's episode, you know that I got my print-on-demand Etsy account suspended, and I was really upset about it because I put a lot of time and energy and effort into my designs and the SEO behind, you know, what it takes to have really solid listings. And I had started to get some good orders, and then I woke up one morning and all of a sudden the account was just down and gone. And I didn't even get an email from Etsy explaining why. So not even 48 hours of last week's episode going live, I woke up to all these notifications, these push notifications from Etsy saying that so-and-so liked your product and new order. And I'm thinking, what on earth? What is this all about? So sure enough, all of a sudden, my account is no longer suspended. My ads were running already because I was running Etsy ads. And all of this was just a giant test. I was just testing to see, is Etsy really worth the time and effort? And is print-on-demand something that I should be focusing on and perhaps teaching my clients, you know, the ins and outs of it? Because I'm always looking for new revenue streams, different ways of generating income, passive income. Obviously, these things take, you know, quite a bit of energy and effort up front to get going. But once the listings are there, you guys, and the SEO is done, you just kind of set it and forget it. At least that's been my experience, my very limited experience thus far. So Etsy lifted the ban on my account. And I did get an email. And this is what the email said. Hello, thank you for bringing this to our attention. We have reinstated your shop and listings, and they should be searchable within 20 minutes. I'm so sorry for any inconvenience this may have caused. Thanks for your understanding. And if there's anything else we can help with, please let me know. So I initially sent this appeal. Yeah, it was about, 14 days to the day. I mean, it's crazy. Again, if you haven't listened to the episode last week, this might be slightly confusing, but I talked all about the importance of having your own standalone e-commerce website, specifically a WordPress website, so that you can be in control, or one can be in control of their online presence, the way that, you know, you want to generate income online, all that, because it just baffles me how much power Etsy has to just shut down an entire account. If that had been my only form of income, I cannot imagine what I would be faced with right now, trying to get the listings back up and running. The SEO definitely took a little dip, so I had to go and readjust some things in the account. So, you know, all total, as far as hours to get the account back to where I wanted it, it's probably been like 15 hours to get to where it was before the suspension happened. So, you know, it's been a bit of a time investment, but orders started coming back in. And so that's great. But again, like, you know, I think, like, here is my conclusion thus far with Etsy. And I might do another episode on this, like, later on down the line. But for today, with my limited knowledge, I'm not an Etsy expert. This is really just an experiment, like I've said. I totally recommend doing Etsy, doing print on demand, because it's powerful and it's fun for someone like me. It's totally a hobby. Like, this is not going to be my full-time job. I enjoy doing it in my spare time. When I do have a little bit of spare time, I do enjoy creating the listings and the whole process of keyword research and the SEO behind all the listings. So for me, that's fun. But for someone that's not in the marketing world or that doesn't enjoy the design process, it might not be for you, at least going the print-on-demand route with Etsy. So that's the Etsy spiel. That's what's going on. Not going to put all the eggs in that basket at all, but it's fun in the meantime. Okay, so now the question that I'm sure you're all wondering, right? Well, why then? Why did Etsy shut the account down? So I don't know. I have no idea the real answer, but the speculation is this: from the people that I've talked to, the Etsy experts I've hired, and the Reddit threads, they all say that print-on-demand, specifically print-on-demand Etsy shops, get flagged and looked at to make sure that they're not spam accounts. So if you're looking at getting into this, know that it's highly likely that the account will be put on pause at some point so that someone who's real can actually go and verify the account, make sure there's no trademark issues, all that. Okay. So that's one reason. The other reason is that Etsy banks with the Silicon Valley Bank. And as I'm sure you all know, it crashed. And so when that happened, a lot of accounts got put on hold for payouts. Now, I don't think that's what happened in my account because there was very little money in the account, just like a few hundred dollars. And so I don't think that that was a factor, but who knows? It could have been, right? They could have just put a hold on everything until they got their banking situation figured out. But that's all the Etsy news I have for now. And like I said, I might do another in-depth, really showing you like the ins and outs of what I'm doing to get the sales that I'm getting. And again, it's a hobby. I might ramp it up just so that I can actually show the power of print-on-demand. It's fun. I've been asked countless times by my small business clients, should we list on Etsy? And so, you know, I can confidently say, only if you find the process fun. And it's worth it if you're willing to put the time in, because it does take quite a bit of time. And I don't recommend hiring someone to go upload all your listings for you and do all the SEO for you. That's a really fast way to get the account flagged. That's not something that I did. I did all my own stuff. But if you're thinking like, oh, this is going to be a drop in the bucket, not so much. There's a lot of different policies and terms and conditions around using Etsy. So long story short, get yourself a WordPress website. If you don't already have one, make sure you connect it to WooCommerce, get all your listings configured and going. And I think in the long run, you'll be much happier there. And look, if you're a Shopify person, great, whatever external platform you want to use, go for it. In other news, if you follow me on social media, you might have seen that there is yet another fake account. I believe it's Dominica Lumaza. It doesn't have the R at the end of my last name. I'm totally blocked from this account, so I can't actually see everything. I was sent screenshots from someone who does follow me. You guys, here's the crazy thing, okay? This is one of the smartest scams I've seen on Instagram so far, and I really wanted to share it with you. So I think this marks the sixth or seventh person that's tried to impersonate me. Now, this person is acting as if they are me. When this person sent me a screenshot of the link tree and the bio, it clearly goes to all of my links. I would fully expect that when someone clicks on, you know, the link on the account, that it would be a cloaked link and that would lead to whatever Bitcoin, right, thing, Coinbase that they're trying to push onto people. But that's not the case at all. This account was very, very smart and selective as to the content that they took from my Instagram, and they were using my exact captions. The creepy thing with all of this, like, it would almost make more sense if they just took my images, because that's what's happened before. They take my images. I mean, my face has been on dating profiles. It's the weirdest thing, you guys. It's so weird. I mean, I think people should have way better things to do with their time. And I mean, it's kind of ridiculous, but a few people have reached out to me and said, wow, I want that kind of fame. I want the kind of Insta fame where, you know, people are taking my identity and repurposing the content. It's not as glorious as it sounds. And I guess I should be flattered. But the really gross part about this is this account had over 9,000 people following it already, and they're trying to gain trust. And once they gain trust and they pretend that they're me, then they'll start to scam people. I've seen, you know, all different kinds of scams, but this one was really, really sophisticated. It must have started a couple years ago. And the only reason that I didn't find it and that it's taken so long to come to my attention is because this account strategically went through and blocked just about every single person that I follow and the accounts that follow me. And so, yeah, I mean, just the amount of time and effort that went into this is truly ridiculous. So, hey, if you're listening to this and you are the one that created that account, I just feel sorry for you. And I hope that you find something better to do with your life, because what a waste. So if you could all do me a favor, please flag that account at Dominika Lumaza and let's take it down, because we don't want my identity out there in a way that is not going to be of service, that's going to be scamming people. So let's all, if we can collectively take that down, would really appreciate the help there. Next week's podcast will be a video podcast. It's an interview, you guys. I got a chance to sit down with Lisa Druxman, who is the CEO and founder of Fit for Mom. She's amazing, and talked about how she now runs this franchise empire. You guys are not going to want to miss out on that. The week after that, I'm going to be talking about ChatGPT. The word is finally out about ChatGPT, about OpenAI. And I get a lot of questions about how to use ChatGPT. And so I'm going to get into it. It's going to be a bit of a technical one. I'll probably do a video where I'm screen sharing, walking you through what I do to create content. Even sometimes if I don't know what I want to talk about for the podcast, or if I'm looking to create some content for clients, or even my social media posts. If you go onto my Instagram and you look at probably the most recent 10 captions, that is all thanks to ChatGPT, when I just don't feel like I have the energy to craft a perfectly written caption. I just, you know, give it context and it creates one for me. So we're going to get into all of that. It's incredibly powerful, you guys. So a bit of, you know, a bit all over the place between Etsy, my identity being stolen, and ChatGPT. Appreciate you guys. And thanks for bearing with me as I've been figuring out this new studio space. It's amazing how cool the podcasting world is. And it's just awesome that you have chosen to take some time and hang out with me every week. I'm committed to this process and I just appreciate y'all being here. So with that, I'll see you guys next week. Bye.